Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday with Tiffany with an I. I see it, I hear it. I speak on it, I change it, and I complete it. We'll be on briefly to tell you what we found out today. And last night, we had Professor Karen Berg coming on, our life coach. If you did not hear it live, go back, Google, Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Check it out. Her topic was A Gift of Time, okay? Listen to it. Very interesting stuff there. And we're going to get started here, but, you know, we're all going through a lot of stuff out here, and people are talking about hardships, and this is hard, and that's hard, and that's hard. But I want to share with you that iron, when heated and pounded, becomes a fine sword. Likewise, our strength and potential cannot be forged without hardship. So if you want to carry that fine sword, just deal with it. Rock with it, roll with it. You know, Mercury is out there, retrograde, okay? Maybe Tiffany will speak a little bit about that when she comes in. But we'd like to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan on Find It Out Friday.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid something beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Whoa.
somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
Some of us know the change is already here. But you know, on June 7th, we have to solidify that change. That means time to get out, get to the polls, and vote. As I stated before, you know, that's when we shall overcome, not being negative on it. But it's time for us to get out there and vote and put someone in those seats that's going to get the job done. Okay, it is time to get out there and move. And we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I hear it, I speak on it. I change it, and I complete it. It's with us this evening. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in, and tell us, how was your day, and what did you find out to share with us on Friday?
My day was excellent. Today was just a relaxing day. I had a really interesting week. Lots of things that I found out, but as we all know, I know that Stefan is moving through the planets, and she did mention Mercury retrograde, and I know that it is a time when you contemplate the past, the present, and the future. So a lot of the stuff that I know personally that I'm dealing with has a lot to do with, you know, things coming up from the past that I may not have taken care of, that I needed to take care of, any decisions that I needed to make or need to make. It's all happening. So that's what I found out, that it is all coming to the surface, and we all have to deal with whatever that is in this time. So, and I don't know about you, but have you talked to people and you're finding out that they're going through similar experiences and literally don't understand why some things are happening or people are being removed from their lives and they're questioning it?
Definitely. Basically everyone that I've spoken to, you know, and I just let them know, you know, as we say, we are all part of this universe. And if you think that those stars and planets are up there and those stars are just up there twinkling at you, learn about the movement. Because as you stated, Tiffany, it is Mercury retrograde. And that is where it goes deep, 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 deep. And I'm not at liberty or the specialist, but I can tell you that it's deep in Scorpio, and Scorpio moves underground, okay? So that means that it digs deeper than deep. So all of these crazy things that are happening, these things that we're speaking about from the past, and like you say, what's going on in the present, is to prepare us to set it straight for the future. Because once it goes direct, and I think that's around June 3rd, you better hold on, okay? Get it out the way so you can have a clean sweep. But everyone, it's just like, it's like an out of balance out there. And I say my affirmation every day. You know, I have to remind myself that when skies are clear, the ground is illuminated. Work for all people to become happy, and then the world to become peaceful. Because unseen virtues bring about visible rewards. And when I say unseen virtues, that's like stuff is going on out there that you really cannot see. But believe me, if you're willing and you have the hope and hold on to your faith, believe in love, it's going to bring about a visible reward. It's not like keep hope alive. It's like keep you alive, okay? You have to be deep, 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 deep. Because nothing out there in your environment is controlling it. You control your environment. And in order for you to control your environment, you have to keep yourself pretty balanced. Oh, you're going to get knocked upside the head. You're going to get tossed around. But if you understand why, and if you know the secret, or shall I say it's a secret, or if you know the way to combat that, and understand that you're not too much off track. You can kind of like stand in the middle of the sidewalk and straddle it. But be ready to rock and roll. Whatever hardships are coming, whatever is coming your way, whatever dialogue that you're having, whatever misunderstandings that you're having, that's what this is about. Bring it up so you can clear it out. It's just like turning on a water hose, and it's been lying around all winter. And you turn on that water hose, and all that gook comes out. Water begins to show. So just turn on your water hose, okay? Get out of the way of the gloop, and be waiting to see the clear stream out there. So I hope I answered your question, because, yeah, we all going through it out here, but we know what it is, okay? So we can keep those scales kind of even. So that's why we're all... We're waking up with Lynch Black Sham. We like to hear and share and educate and let everybody know what's going on. Now, I'm going to give it back to you. You ask the question, and, you know, I can get on the pulpit over here, because right now what my mind is thinking about is power, pain, and politics, okay? And power, pain, and politics, and we're going to add another thing on their profit. So I'm trying to balance all of that. That's why I'm insisting. And I'm reminding everyone, June 7th, get out and vote. If you think your voice does not count, why do you think there are those out there working so hard to suppress it? So let's get busy. We have to make this change. We're all change agents here, but it's change makers that get the job done. We have to solidify the change. So. But was that enough that I found out for you today? I had to talk to myself today for a couple of hours. So what do you think? Did I do pretty good?
You did. I mean, it is a bit much, and this is what Mercury retrograde brings. Communications are stalled. Things are out of your control, and you just have to take a breath, relax, and just flow with it, because it's just something you just can't control. But those that you can, you do. You know one thing, you can control yourself. You may not be able to control other people, but you can control yourself.
Yes. I'm in full agreement with that. And since it all comes from self and it's about self, again, the environment does not control you. You control the environment. And in order to do that, you have to dig real deep and go within. And it's a thing that we call human revolution, okay? Not revolutionary with a war, but it is a war because it's a human war with you and you. So once you're willing to do that human revolution from within out, you'll see those clear, illuminated skies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know it is hard. It is difficult. We are in changing times, but they're very exciting at the same time, you know. But just particularly, I think, under the last couple days and pre-shadow, Mercury was pretty rough. Things are happening, but you just had to go with the flow. So we're almost there. Gratefully, we're almost there. And I had a friend share with me some things that he was working on a project, and the person that he was really supporting and promoting decided that he didn't want him to do anything else for him. And he didn't know whether it was coming from jealousy or envy, but, you know, he felt that it was. And so I suggested to just do you. And I think this is a time where we need to really look at ourselves and look at where we want to go, what we want to do. We have helped other people. I'm not saying that you can't help other people, but, you know, when you fly on an airplane, you put the mask on yourself first and then someone else. So, you know, if you want to do those things, then make sure that your foundation is stable so that you can do that for other people. And I know we get caught up in, like, trying to help ourselves and help someone at the same time. Again, you need to set your own foundation. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. So it's about us understanding who we are and those who, like you say, are the change makers, because the change makers are the ones that are going to pioneer in the new. So if you don't do your part, you won't be able to help the other people come into their own. So, you know, it's not a selfish type of thing. It's just a necessity for you as you lead other people into this new change. So understood that that person wasn't to go with him on this journey, not take the journey on the project, he's, you know, he finally realized that, and we had to do that for each other the last week. Because it just seemed like, you know, and doors are going to close, and there are going to be some fabulous ones to open, and you've got to have faith and know, the knowingness more so than anything else, that it is going to be better than what existed. So if that door is shutting, it's shutting for a reason. Let it close, because what is to come is going to be so much greater. And I know everyone, you know, has heard that time and time again. We are in a different period of time. So what was harder to do is now become easier, because we're moving in love. We're not moving through fight or flight. We're moving through love now, and people are becoming aware that it's from the heart. Like, they're identifying what they want to do, their purposes from the heart. So, you know, and I know Stephanie gets on and talks about that heart chakra. Next time she gets on and talks about the chakras and the oils and the salts and whatever else she's got going on with the chakras, I'm going to be on that call. I'll be listening.
Oh, yes. She goes through the whole gamut. That's one of my favorite topics from her. She does many, and I'm pretty sure she has all of them activated at this time, because they're heading up a big event on Saturday. She is Vice President of the National Council of Black Women, and they're having their Purple Hat Brunch fundraiser at the Renaissance Hotel, LAX, and it's going to be a great event. But I know that she is working. She is a perfectionist, and it's going to be done right. So she has all those chakras activated and moving. But I will let her know she'll be back on Tuesday. We're still talking about trauma. Maybe we'll have the subject of trauma after this event, because it's going to be an awesome event, great people there, great speakers, and anything that she heads up is definitely going to run right, okay? She knows how to orchestrate. You know, there is persons out there who say they're leaders, and they mention the word leadership, but see, a leader is a follower, and a follower is also a leader. The leaders have to be able to sit back and orchestrate and work with many, many, many personalities to get the job done. And she's the type of person that can do that. So, yeah, I know she has a masturbator, but I will definitely let her know that you would like to come on and propose some questions to her or just chime in. Because, yeah, it's going to be great at everything
she
talks about.
Yes, she is. And the last time she was on talking about all the chakras, I was taking notes, and I couldn't finish the series, but it was really great because she gave us the crystals, she gave us the oils, you know, do the bath, the salt bath, and the oils, and again, the crystals, the affirmations, and I think all that together just is so powerful.
It is. Because you're being educated, you're learning more about you. But let me share something with you. If she asks you to lay on that yoga mat and start breathing, you have someone there with you to wake you up, because she has the power to knock you out, okay? Oh, Miss Linda, are you on your mat? I'm sitting straight up because I do not want the listeners to hear me snoring over here. Yes, she's good at what she does, and we just love her. When she comes on and she shares and cares and educates, I will be speaking with her possibly in the morning, you know, just to see if there's any loose ends or if it's anything that we can do to tighten it up. Like I said, listeners, Purple Hat Brunch and Tea at the Renaissance Hotel. It is being hosted by the National Council of Black Women. Going to be a great event, great speaker there. So, yep, I'll let her know, Tiffany. With the knob, I might just have to swing by there and pick you up. I have a pink hat. I don't have a purple one, but I guess I could find one if I really wanted to. Okay, so yeah, it's going to be a great event. It is. I'll let her know. We will, as soon as we finish with the trauma series, I will request if she would like to take us through that chakra series again. That is my favorite.
Oh, it is. It is so good. But she is doing a trauma series. That's wonderful too, because I think a lot of people don't realize that they have been traumatized by several events, especially with the pandemic. And so everyone's walking around here with, you know, characteristics of trauma, you know. And it's really important that you take the time for yourself, do the self-care, do some self-healing, and realize that there have been experiences in your life from childhood, you know, that have created trauma, and it hasn't gone away. And then there's then you experience so many different situations that keep that lying dormant, and you never dig deep to take the root and really deal with it. And it just gets rooted so far in you. You realize, you know, you're immune to the knowing that you're in trauma.
Yes.
Or you've been in trauma. So I think that is great, because it is something that definitely needs to occur for everybody, and at least have the knowledge of it, and then understand where to go from there. And get the healing, because this is a perfect time for us to start healing and taking care of ourselves and really finding out what our purposes are, and pioneering, you know, our creative projects and whatever that is. So, you know, I would tell the audience, don't stay stuck. You don't have to. You explore your possibilities. This is a wonderful time. I know it doesn't seem it all the time, because there's so many things, like, you know, Stefan was talking about the planet changes and the positions and this and that, and this planet hasn't been over here for 200 years and that planet. So it can be a little emotional. But just go with the flow, and when you need to rest. Very, very important, because these energies are no joke. When you feel tired, rest. And be the best version of yourself. And however you can do that, do that.
I like that. Be the best version of yourself. And more so, I'm summing it up to say, just do you, okay? Be you, do you. And of course, we naturally, we have big hearts. Naturally, we want happiness for ourselves and happiness for others. And naturally, we'll do two things for us and three things for others, okay? But switch it up. Do three things for you and two things for others, okay? And that means starting with that self-care out there, not being selfish, not having an ego, not having an attitude, but it's all about you, because at the end of the day, all you have is you. If you're a people pleaser, if you're out there having everyone bounce you around like a leaf being blown on a tree limb, north, south, east, or west, or like a duck being pulled across a pond with a string on their neck, you're going to stay exactly where you are. We have to dig deep to find out, first of all, who we are, okay? And second of all, what our value is. And third of all, when we going to make that move to make that change. Because as I say, we've all been change agents. We were change agents at birth. Things change moment to moment. But what you have to become is a change maker. And that is why we're in this new beginning. There's nothing normal about this. And what is normal? When I worked with the kids, I kept a sign, and it said, normal people bother us. Okay, we normal people worried us, because there was nothing normal around what we were doing. You know, you're dealing with those young minds, or you're shaping them and stuff. So it's like not a normalcy around here. It is a new beginning each and every moment, and especially when you have the responsibility of dealing with the young ones, and when you have the responsibility of shaping those minds. So you don't believe in the word normal. You go with new beginnings. So when this event started, and they said, well, we got to get back to normal, I said, there's no such thing. Okay, this is a new beginning for each and every one of us. Things will never be done the way that they were done, even though there's individuals out there trying to do it that way. They're still trying to find themselves. That's why the customer service thinks. That's why people have attitudes, because they're trying to blend that old back there with this new beginning, and it's just not going to fly, because this time it's about consideration, care, courage, confidence, and love, okay? That's what it's really about. And I feel that this event has shown up to let us see what we can do with and what we can do without, and more so, the bottom line figure is to how to treat each other. Okay? Some of us are getting the lessons. Some of us will never get the lessons. I don't care if you give them a get the lesson happy shot. Okay? They won't get it. So those are the persons that we look for times like Mercury retrograde to bring it up, to show them up, and to clear them out of our lives. Okay? So that we can swim in the clear water and take others with you. Wouldn't you say that's sort of like hitting it on the nose, Tiffany, with an eye?
I would say so.
Well,
I would
say so. Here I am getting on that pulpit. You know, we go different rounds for different things. We are very authentic over here. We speak from our heart. But we're about education, unification, and collaboration. That's why we collaborate together. We get as much information and facts as we can, and we bring it to you, because nothing can be done unless it's unified. But just because there's unity there, it's not the bottom line. The bottom line is unity with harmony, okay? It has to make a blend. It has to be like a smoothie. And when you put the raspberries, the strawberries, the blueberries, the bananas, the lemons in, and you blend it all together, it makes for a smooth smoothie out there. So I'm ready to drink mine. What about you, Tiffany Wood, and I? And I have a little bit to give someone else out there. So we have enough made up in this batch over here that we can serve out. So all of those who are willing to taste some of this good smoothie, keep up with us. Stay in the family, because that's what we're about here. We're not seeing in, okay? We just sharing and caring and trying to wake you up to make sure that you continue that blood to flow through your brain. I'm done with my spiel over here, so how you want to close it out, Tiffany Wynn, and I give us those words to carry us over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I was so good. I had my little list. I have to find that. For all the papers that I have and feel that I'm so organized, it's not so sometimes.
Okay.
But just, you know, I think the most important thing is just to remember who you are. And if you don't know who you are or haven't become aware, find that out. You know, a lot of people are beginning to come aware, and I think, you know, the chart is a good place to know who you are, to start knowing who you are, your birth chart, and putting that together. But if you don't know, start knowing who you are so that we can all come together and do what we came to do, which we are. We're aware. A lot of us are becoming more aware. But just know who you are, know what you come to do, so that we can start helping other people. So I think that's the bottom line for me.
Okay, know who you are. Find out who you are. So I'm going to sum this up with saying, step into your greatness. Step there and stay there. But don't forget to bring others with you, okay? Step into your greatness and stay there. And on that note, we're going to tell everybody to have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there, okay? Be aware. Stay woke. But more so, be kind, starting with yourself first. Have a great weekend. We'll be back for Mindful Monday. We'll give you some mindful points here. And if you have any questions, or anything, or any suggestions, any topics you would like us to touch on, give us a call at 323-769-5879. That number again, 323-769-5879. Leave your requests. Leave your thoughts. All positive. Keep it positive now. Nothing negative coming over here, because we're happy, bright, and light. We don't even adhere to it. So keep it positive, and you make it happen. So on that note, I'm just going to close this out, and I want you to know, Tiffany with an eye, how much we appreciate and love you. And I tell you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll be back for Mindful Monday. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Oh, let's go back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on.
Happy feelings in the air. Touching people everywhere. Planting love in everything.
Right here.
Listen to the people say.
Ah.
end of this show.
You said it, girl.
Cause every day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say
woo.
Take it
we share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.